What's up, everybody? It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and I'm here a little off schedule. Not a little off schedule, a lot off schedule. I don't think I've had a Saturday night show. Remember, late night used to be on Saturday nights a long time ago when I first started doing late night shows, because I didn't really have a schedule down because I was doing some other things. But now, normally I do it on Tuesday nights. But it's been one hell of a stressful week, and I will tell you about that a little bit later. But I'm glad to be back. I've missed you guys. I've missed being on, missed talking to you guys. What else is there? What else have I missed? It's like I said, it's been a trying and difficult week, but I'm here, and I'm pretty resilient. And people are texting me. I'm pretty resilient, and I bounce back. Normally, none the worse for wear. Remember that little saying, none the worse for wear. What else? I just need to, I think this is my my stress relieving show. I guess I'm saying, because your boy needed a stress reliever. So I said, well, let me talk to the people get some of this angst energy out of me. So that's what I'm doing. So I hope you guys are doing well. Other than that, tonight we'll be talking about global penis sizes, which that's always fun. We'll also be talking about why I'm so stressed, and maybe that'd be, I say it all the time, this is a little therapeutic for me. And also, the title of tonight's episode is New Dress. Sometimes you just got to go get a new dress. So, and that can be a metaphor for a new life, a new scenery, doing new things. And so it's time for me to get a new dress. So, we'll see about that. But other than that, I'm okay, and I'm healthy, and the people that are important to my life are healthy. And the real funny thing is, it is my birthday weekend. It is my birthday weekend, and I'll be 43 on Monday. Can you guys believe that? I will be 43 on Monday, and I'm pretty darn excited about that. So not that I'm doing anything special or anything amazing, because I'm not, it's just getting older, and we'll talk about getting older and birthdays and who shares, since I won't be doing a birthday show, who shares my birthday on August the 25th. You have to be careful about giving your birthday and your name and stuff out, because people will get your information and they will do some dirty, dastardly, gutter butt stuff to you. And that's all I have to say about that. Anyhow, so like I said, tonight we're talking about a few things, and I hope you guys are doing well. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll get started in tonight's show. We'll be right back.
I'm not perfect. right, and I'm no snitch, but I can tell you she's a bitch. I would not trust her if I could. No, 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 she's just no good. But nothing could prepare me for that being 23. No one told me, so please don't scold me.
Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and I'm here talking to the people trying to relieve some stress. So I guess I'll just go ahead and get that out of the way tonight. I actually told you before that I work at a job where I care and mentor the developmentally disabled community. I have clients that I work with, you know, specific clients that I work with. And I tell you all the time, I can't talk a lot about the job because it's, you know, it's against the rights of the clients to be talking about them. It's not fair. And I try to not, even in my day-to-day life, I try to, but when you spend so much time with people, you know, they become part of your vernacular, and you're able to, and you talk about them, but that's not the point. And I'm very attached to the clients that I serve. And I'm not patting myself on the back, and I'm not saying that I'm the best person in the world, job-wise, but I do an extremely good job. I'm very good at my job. I'm very proud of the job that I do. And I take every job that I've ever had, I've always ended up being the best, you know, normally. And it's something I strive for. I strive for perfection. My sister is the same way. She's always started a job and end up being one of the best in that job, you know. It doesn't matter, you know, what job it's been. We've always been successful at the jobs that we have taken on. And sometimes people block your success. People come in and they're like, you know, I'm going to stand in your way so you can't succeed, or I'm going to be that needle in your, or thorn, let's say, in thorn in your side. And people do that. And so this is what I've come against this week. My job is very particular on things and compliance issues. And some other, my coworkers got caught up in a compliance issue. And, you know, I was asked if, you know, if I knew anything about it. And of course, I don't lie. I don't lie in my life. Now, I'll tell the occasional white lie. It's a lie right there. But sometimes you do that to save people's feelings. But on my job, there's no reason for me to lie. I have nothing to hide because, I'm always open to be taught something new if I'm doing something wrong. But I'm the first person to say, yeah, that's what I did, or this is what went down, and this is how I'm doing it. I'm one of the first people to say that. But some people don't have that capacity. And since I didn't lie, everybody, because they all hate me, and for lack of a better term, they don't like me. They would rather see me gone than do a good job. And why is that? Why is it when you work with people who would rather see you not working because you do a better job than them, and instead of learning from you? You know, and thing is, these are some old heads. You know, I'm the youngest person and I'll be 43. These are some old heads working at this job because they've been getting away with bad behavior for such a long time. When I come in, I'm like, yeah, that's not right. And I'm not the kind of person that sits back and says I don't go along to get along. It's not my purpose to get along with you. There, we have a job to do. That's a very important, a very serious job. And so just because you're mad because I'm doing it right and you don't want me to do it right because you're doing it wrong, you don't want to be exposed, don't be mad at me. And so long story short, after they got in trouble, the one who is a preacher, mind you, leading people to hell on a daily basis. Trumped up like they did before, something that I obviously did, which I'm an open book. I do my job, like I said, very well. I dot all my I's and cross all my T's. At least I try to, you know, I'm not perfect. I am human. And, but I strive for perfection. There's nothing wrong with that. And so, now I'm finding myself on a suspension from work. And I'm like, that is so unfair, because I told the person, I'm like, this is what's going to happen. I'm telling you, this is the result of what I'm saying right now is going to result in something being said about me, which is going to be totally untrue. And therefore, I'm going to be in the same situation. So that's why I am. So I was really, really down on myself the other day. And I'm like, you know, nothing ever works out right. And and just getting sad is like, why can't, sometimes you just want a smooth ride. Now I have enough on my plate as it is personally, you know, but sometimes you just want a smooth ride or a good week or no drama. And I'm like, sometimes it just keeps on coming and keeps on coming. And, you know, and not to be disrespectful to Robin Williams, but I understand how you can get caught up in that depression. And I was getting caught up in that depression. I was the first day. You know, I like I said, I have a pretty thick skin when the rational part of my mind is like, okay, David, you need to stop tripping. Whatever happens is going to happen. You can't control it. You know, you can only respond intelligently and say, okay, you know, but there's things I'm not going to stand for. I'm not going to stand for people lying on me or making stuff up or try to lose my source of income. And because, you know, I do have bills to pay like everybody else, you know, and I think it comes down to money. But I'm just really, really saddened that a preacher has taken this role. But I knew he was a preacher only on paper, because I knew he wasn't leading nobody to the Lord. But that's between him and God. It has nothing to do with me, I guess. But it's just unfortunate that you have to, but sometimes you have to go through things just so you know how strong you really are. And if I have to weather a storm to where I don't have a job, then I will weather it. I'm very lucky that I have a support system within my family that I don't have to worry that much about things. Now we'll cancel out some trips. It'll cancel out a trip or two. But my thing is, I've been watching Doctor Who. I've turned into a Whovian. I've been I've been watching it off and on with my niece and my nephew for the last 2 years since I've been back in the area and around them, because they're both Whovians. And like for my niece's birthday a few weeks ago, if you remember, I bought her all Doctor Who stuff for her birthday. And then one of the presents that I got her by watching the show, I seen it in the show. I'm like, oh, that's what that means, you know? So I've been watching it. And I've been going back from some of the older seasons to get a deeper understanding of what's really going on and the whole regeneration process. So I think that's kind of cool. I'm trying to figure out who's my favorite doctor, although I like Matt Smith. I like David Tennant, and he's kind of cute, right? And so, but I'm liking the show more. A friend of mine, he was like, he was talking about he's a Whovian, which I didn't know, and he was like, he was talking about one episode that was really, really good. It's from season three, and it's with David Tennant as the Doctor, and it's called Blink. No, is it Matt Smith? It's one of the episodes that's called no, it's David, it's David Tennant. And it's called Blink, and it's about the Weeping Angels. And I'm like, oh wow, this is really, when you think of the writing was so good. And I'm like, wow. So I watched that, then I watched the follow-up episode, and so I'm like, okay, let me go back to get some of these and episodes under my belt so I can see them and stuff like that. And it's been actually really, really good. So I've been spending my mini vacation watching Doctor Who and catching up on some old episodes. And I know the eighth season starts pretty soon, like coming up in a few in a few weeks, or is it this is it tomorrow? It's either tomorrow, the 23rd, tonight. I know the eighth with the new doctor and everything, or maybe it's next week. I don't know. But anyhow, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. And I just want to talk a little bit. It's not going to be a real long show. If I can find the right links to some stuff I've been looking for. But we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on with me and some of the topics for tonight. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back.
Well, hello, darlings. This is Donna Sugars. I am so excited that I will get to see so many of you this year, as I am the host of Pride 48 2014 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Oh. In order to help keep you up to date about the Vegas event, we've created a special section of our website just for you. It has all the information that you will need to help you plan your trip, reminders about upcoming deadlines, and things to see and do once you get there. Oh goodness, the glamour, the glitz, the luxury, the jewels, the gowns, the sequins, the hair, oh, the buffets, oh god, I love ham, oh goodness, oh, the liquor, oh, oh. Simply go to pride48.com and click on Vegas on the main menu. Kisses, darlings, and don't forget to listen to the next State of the Station for the very latest in Pride 48 news, yes.
My baby.
All right, that was Miss Sherilyn with New Dress Baby. Y'all remember that song? That song is from, it has to be from the very late 80s or the early 90s. Remember, sure, Got to Be Real, Sherilyn? That song was the tune. That's why I was playing it tonight, because Timmy Sims finally made it into the chat room. Welcome, Timmy Sims. He was having problems getting into the chat room earlier, but no, that's always try to find a song that's kind of, people don't really know it. Like, I think people my age may know it, and that song, only black people know that song. I don't think a white person on planet knows that song by Sherilyn. And she said she wasn't talking about a new shirt. No, she wasn't talking about a mini skirt, baby. Anyhow, it's a good song. That's new dress, and that's how I'm feeling. I need something, a new environment, maybe a new job, a new outlook on life, which I think I could be a little bit less pessimistic at times, and I'm not gonna be a lot less cynical and a whole lot more less sarcastic, but you know, I can only be me. Yes, Timmy Sims, I was talking about you, boo. Welcome back. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show, and we're just kind of chit-chatting a little bit so I can relieve a little stress from my really, really hellacious week. I know I had to get in bed relatively early, not too early, excuse me, because I have to go to church tomorrow, because they are celebrating my mom. They're celebrating her retirement, I guess you would say, from teaching Sunday school. My mom has been teaching Sunday school for ever since I was a kid, and that was before I was even in high school, so probably 30 years. My mom's been teaching Sunday school at my church for 30 years, and she is pretty much a foundation of the Christian education at my church, which I think is really, really good. Hey, Grandpa Al, long time no see. Nice to see you. And I haven't seen you in a long time. It's really nice to see you. So I'll be doing that in the morning. I'll be going to church. Hopefully, I won't burst into flames when I walk into the building tomorrow. I won't burst into flames when I walk into the building tomorrow, because I haven't been in a while. I was going, when I first moved back, you know, I was trying to get my life right, you know, because sometimes I think when you think, thank you, Grandpa Al. God bless you too, bruh. I think sometimes you think when bad things happen to you, there's a divine reason for it, or you're like, oh, God is punishing me. But in my belief, I don't think God works that way. I think sometimes God leaves us to our own devices. And he's like, okay, I'm giving you this life to live. It's your choice to do with it, whether it's good or whether it's bad, or whether stay in the middle. I'm letting you do that. I'm not going to let you be crazy. But I think he does let us, allows us to, you know, handle our own business. And I think sometimes he intervenes. I don't think people are like, oh, just because you did something against God, he's going to punish you. I don't think it works that way. But, you know, so I get a fear about going to church. It's like, ooh, I feel like a hypocrite. You know, sometimes it has nothing to do with Christianity. It has more to do with organized religion, you know. And I think you have to sometimes separate the two, because the church is just a building, you know, where like-minded people who believe in God come to, they gather to say, hey, yeah, I'm a believer, and I want to do good in this life, and I want to do good in this world, and I'm trying to be better at being godlike. So I think there's nothing wrong with that, but I think sometimes organized religions get so messed up that they want to point the fingers at, oh, you're not good enough to go to church, or you're not good enough to go to church. And I remember not too long ago, this girl, she said, why haven't I seen you at church? I said, no, somebody I knew. I'm like, because I haven't been. She's like, oh, well, you need to start getting back in. She's trying to preach to me. I'm like, okay, girl. You know, I didn't want to call her out, and I didn't, you know, because sometimes pick your battles. And she, you know, because every picture she takes on Saturday night before church Sunday morning is at the dive bar, and you're drunk, and you're hanging over by taking selfies at the club, drinking, drunk. So what's the... I mean, what's the deal with that? You know, who's really, really, really the sinner here? Which I know I'm a sinner. I don't make no excuses for it. There's another person on my Facebook page who's always. He always talks about, you know, he's a Christian rapper, I guess, and he's always, "Hey, Ken Boggle, I thought you were asleep." But you know, but I'm glad you're here, boo. And so, and I called Ken Boggle boo too, Timmy Sims. Don't get it twisted now. And so he's always talking about, oh, and you need to stop sinning. And I tell this to everybody who speaks on sin. Everybody who speaks on sin, they forget one simple verse in the Bible. Look at Corey Clark. Hey, Corey Clark. Snarf. You know, the wages of sin is death. So if you are logical and you think about what the words say and you're realistic about what it says, the wages of death, everybody's going to die. There's not anybody on this planet that's living, you know, that's immortal. So that means you've sinned. Get over it. We all have fallen, but I'm not preaching. Hallelujah. Oh, Tristan, it is Saturday, and I'm having a Saturday show for some reason because I was stressed. So I thought I'd have a little Saturday show. But no, it's just one of those things where I want to be respectful of the church and all that good stuff. But I'll be there to support. I said all that to tell me I'm going to support my mother in the morning. Anyhow, so have you guys... Hush, Corey Clark. Have you guys heard? I've never heard of this guy named Josie Greenwell. Now, I was on the InstinctMagazine.com website. His name is Josie Greenwell. And the whole article, he's fine. I wanted to give you that. He's fine. But anyhow, is Josie Greenwell goes back in the closet to be straight country singer. So... what it says, this Josie Greenwell was in the closet as a rising country singer. Then he came out and got dropped from his label. You may have seen him play gay pride events. I haven't. He dated and did a shirtless beach photo with A-list New York member Rodney Santiago. Remember Rodney Santiago used to date Ryken Limke? But now Greenwell has rebranded himself as a straight country singer, Nate Green. About 6 months ago, Josie deleted all of his social media profiles and Wikipedia pages. Now he's back as Nate Green, denying he's gay and deleting all gay questions and comments from his shiny new hetero profile and pages. Is he a sellout? What do you guys think? Well, first of all, they can have him because, you know, what do you need? What do you need to do to hate yourself that much for a dollar? I will never sell myself out for a dollar. That's not going to happen. But he's cute. He could be a really good gay porn actor. I can see that in this life. But if you got to do all that just so you can make a dollar and make a name for yourself, I get it. You know, but just because I get it doesn't make it right. And it's not right. Right? He's twisted and twirling around singing Country Girls Need Love Too. And, you know, and everybody knows it. And now you're trying to, your face doesn't change, boo. You know, so somebody just needs to snatch him up into reality. But he's missed because Rodney Santiago is hot. Hot, hot, hot. He needs to be good in porn. He's versatile like that. He'd be really good. You guys would never believe what I'm drinking. I'm such a lightweight. The last time I really had hardcore alcohol, I mean very, very hardcore alcohol, I had a headache for 3 days. So I'm drinking the most alcohol that I can drink now is Limeritas. They're good, but it's just not that hardcore, right? I used to be able to tear it up, although I never drank What's those one things called? The one that has all the alcohol and they put a little dash of Coke in there to turn it brown. Long Island iced tea. I never drank any of those. But I'm drinking a. I miss Troy's. I haven't been to Troy's in a long time, Corey Clark. Troy's has really good pizza. This is a local, for you guys who don't know, it's a local chain pizza place that's been here forever, have really, really good pizza. They're overpriced, but it's decent. But I've never drank there, I don't think. But not that I should. But I'm just drinking my little Limerita and, talking to you people. And I just dumped it all over myself. Oops, sorry. That's a mess. Anyhow, so what's the chat room think about Mr. Josie Greenwell now? What's his new name? Nate Green. Some of the responses. The first one is, what the hell did I just read? If we follow the Bible word by word, you have been hung unless your wife married you when she was still a virgin. She would have to be beheaded or stoned to death, and that goes for your daughters too. That's such bullshit. I don't know what he's talking about. Somebody said, fuck it. I would go back in the closet for him. Yeah, he is fine now. And then somebody else says, proof positive that the gay disease can be cured. Uh-oh. This Josie guy, whoever the fuck he is, prayed to be cleansed of the illusion of his gayness. Just like scraping that burnt piece of toast, he was able to successfully remove the impurity and become an accepted member of society. Go with God, Nate Green. Now, see, I don't know if that necessarily makes you an accepted member of society. Society will find something else wrong with you. Or he's pretty. You know, maybe he has a ugly toe or something. And people are like, ooh, because I don't like ugly feet. And I'm like, I ain't going to be able to holler at you like that. And then there's a lot of hateful stuff that I'm not going to read on my show. But it's just sad that the world is the way it is now in relation to gay and... Right? Who wants to be a country music singer that bad? Me? Well, Taylor Swift. She wants to be one that bad. Corey Clark said the web toes. Exactly. Oh, Timmy Sims says he loves the 5x5. See, I'm loved by somebody. Somebody loves me. I don't know why, but somebody does love me. Anyhow, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to tell you where America or American men stand up in the global penis size game. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back.
Switch it up. Just when they think that they know me, I switch it up. shit, I stun on you. Stun on you, stun on you. I stun on you, I ain't that bitch.
You know, I play that song a lot on my show because I like it, you know, and if I had a ponytail, I would be I would be twerking this ponytail if I had one all over this song, because it's a good it's a good ponytail song. You know, I can grab it and twist it and flip it and sashay. Sissy That Walk and all that good stuff. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David and I'm sitting here talking to the people, and Corey Clark obviously wants me to play some ODB. And actually, you're right. What's that song that had the remix with? Well, it was Fantasy with ODB. You know, that's when they said Mariah Carey went crazy. When she started messing with black men, they said she went nuts. But have you heard the tea, though? The tea is that Nick Carey. Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon are on... they're separating. They've been living separately for months, and all because he went on, I think, Howard Stern. He went on Howard Stern, and he told Howard Stern the five people that he had been slept with, that he had slept with, and one of them was Kim Kardashian. Now, has Kim Kardashian screwed every black man in Hollywood? I mean, seriously. My thing is, does everybody want you anymore? Because you would be the laughing stock, you know? And when she married that Chris, whoever that Chris boy, I guess he was biracial, but she wasn't dark enough. Kim Kardashian likes her brothers black. She likes a black brother. That's what she like, you know? And her only claim to fame, you know, I hope Ray J is getting residuals, because the only thing that her claim to fame is having the sex video. Now, I will say Kim Kardashian is gorgeous. I'm not going to knock the girl's beauty, because she has a bad body. She has a gorgeous face. She is flawless, but she's a whore. You know, what was the guy, the football player, and then, of course, Ray J, and Nick Cannon said he'd done her, and then now with Kanye West, you know, she likes the darker berry, obviously, or the bigger penis. And that brings us to, wasn't that a good segue? I pat myself on the back for that one. Yeah, right. Fabulous. And don't be talking about Queen B and Jay-Z. They are a happy family, and they will be together forever, at least till Blue Ivy's 18. Anyhow, I had seen earlier about a survey of global penis size, and American men come in at disappointingly 96 out of 116 countries included. The survey was done by the University of Ulster Northern Ireland, and it was conducted to see if there was any truth to the myth that penis size is largest in African countries and smallest in Asian countries. That is so racist. True, but it's a little racist. You'll be happy to know all those myths seem to have been 100% confirmed. What? African countries dominate the the top 20, and all of the bottom 15 are Asian countries. Here is the list as a visual aid. Number one, the Congo. Average size, and I don't know, this would have to be, I'm going to say flaccid, 7 inches. But you know, our Latino brothers, you know, they be packing. Nothing against white men, because I've seen white men with really large endowments. Exactly, Boggle, that's funny. Let's see, number two was Ecuador, so I totally understand that. Number three was Congo, Brazil, then Congo, Zaire was three. Number four was Ghana. Number five, Colombia. Number six, Venezuela. Number seven, Lebanon. Ooh. Number eight, Cameroon. Number nine, here we go. We get a little European, Iceland. Number 10, Sudan. Number 11, Jamaica. Number 12, Panama. Number 13, Nicaragua. Number 14, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing this right, Benin. And then 15 is Brazil. And there's a lot of Latin. If y'all, I know y'all have seen some porn online before, but it's called Latino Boys Fan Club or something like that. Latino something. And all those boys are packing. I mean, seriously. I mean, and sometimes, you know, I've seen some of these videos with these black men who have these arm length penises. Does anybody really need that much dick? I mean, seriously, especially in a gay relationship, does anybody need that much dick? I don't think so. Nobody needs that much penis. No, this was not a Trista says, I'm going to the Congo. See you, bitches. I know that's right. And Corey says, shit just got weird for the straight guy. No, but this is a study that they did. It had nothing to do with gay or straight. It just had to do with big penises. Let's see. So let's go to the bottom. Let's see. Oh, this is really sad. And, you know, I will say I've never been with an Asian guy, I don't think. No, I haven't. And here I'm like going through like I've been with a lot of people because I haven't. I'm not a whore. But starting with 102, Singapore, 4.5 inches. Malaysia, 4.52 inches. Vietnam, another 4.52. Bangladesh, 4.4. Hong Kong, 4.4. And this is why North Korea is so pissed off. This is why he's mad. This is why the little tyrant down there that's always doing all the nuclear tests and acting all crazy. This is why he's mad. They have an average penis size of 3 inches. 3 inches. How's that make you feel? No wonder he's having problems. That's why he's getting all these missiles and stuff ready to blow us up, because his dick is small. Get it together, diva. Because you're tripping. So, and then they said, who's around? We're 96 with an average of 5. And I think from the American ones that I have seen, that's about right. That's about right. Jaded Trisha says, yes. Can we see a Jaded Trisha? Ooh, I'm white, not much to look at. And how depressing, under 3. Yes, under 3. Who's under 3? You? No. Oh, there's a movie with Seth Rogen and James Franco in it that's really, really kind of scandalous or something. I would like to see that. I think that would be funny. But you know, I'm not a James Franco has got on my last nerve, so I'm not really a big fan of him right now. Don't ask me why. I'm just not. You know, just I think he'd be doing too much. And I think in another, I don't know, 5 to 10 years, we'll find out that that he's gay. That's what I'm thinking. I could be totally, totally wrong, but I'm thinking that's what's in our future for Mr. Franco. I don't even like his movies, honestly. And people get all googly over him. I don't see it. He was good in that one Spider-Man movie where he was like the Green Goblin's son or something. Yeah, not a fan. Not a fan whatsoever. But did you see the movie that he did, the little... what was the movie? Was it called Cruising? And there was a scene that they cut out of the original Cruising movie that he reenacted. If you look on, it's on Netflix, and it's very, very graphic. I mean, hard penises and sex and all kind of stuff going on, and bondage and whips, chains. What's with chips, dips, chains, and whips? But you don't know where that line comes from. Just very, very odd, in my opinion. I could be totally wrong, but it's just very odd to me. Anyhow, we're going to take another break, and we'll come back, and I'm sure we'll talk about something. And, I'm getting Harry Osborne, that was right. But 6.5 is good, Mr. Tristan. For the white boys. Oh, I didn't know the craziness about that in from that movie. Interesting. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back. Corey Clark, what is wrong with that song? That song is really, really good. It's Lost in Emotion, right? By Lisa Lisa. Lisa Lisa was the T back in the day, right? Anyhow, welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and I'm glad you guys are hanging out with me, letting me de-stress from my horrible, 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 horrible week. You know, you can always find us on Twitter at the 5x5. You can always follow me and send me a tweet there. The fives are numeric, just like in the website, the 5x5.blogspot.com. Or check us out on Facebook, the 5x5 completely spelled out. And you'll see all my geeky and stuff that I put on there and my comic book reviews and stuff like that. You see that on there. I did one good thing for this week. I got my loot crate this week. And I know Corey Clark didn't like his, but I absolutely, well, I'm going to say absolutely. There was one thing in there that I thought was at least redeemable, was the exclusive Loot Crate pop figure of Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy. And it's the glow-in-the-dark one. It's kind of cool. And so I knew it was going to be a Groot something or other. Although, for those of you who have seen the movie, at the very end, you see the dancing Groot. They have just, I don't know if it's released yet, but they have they have made the Groot in the pot. It's not a dancing Groot, and it doesn't have music. I'm sure they have to get some kind of rights to put that onto a I think it was Ain't No Mountain High Enough was the song that was playing during that song. So whoever owns the rights to that is ready to make a lot more money than they already have off the songs and everything. But that was cool to get that in my loot crate this week. So it brings my pop culture, my Funko Pop family up to, I think 14 figurines now. But if I don't go back to work, I'll probably be selling them all. all of them but one. My Battle Buffy from San Diego Comic Con. I won't be selling that one. Oh, now I know you guys have been watching the stuff going on in Ferguson, Missouri. It's just a tragedy. And Ken and I talked about it a little bit on Tuesday night together, and I just want to address what some things that somebody who I used to think, well, he's not that hot anymore, some stuff that he said about the Ferguson protesters. And again, I had to be clear, when people say, and I'm not trying to get too preachy on this show, but when people say that they're fighting or protesting for the wrong thing, but yeah, the person who got killed, maybe he wasn't the best of person. He made some mistakes. He was wrong with what he did. I'm not going to try to, like I said the other night, I'm not going to make him a saint, because he obviously wasn't a saint. But I think, and it's just like it happened in the Trayvon Martin case, people are frustrated with the amount of racial profiling and the racial tension that we still have in this country in 2014. And unfortunately, this is the backlash you get when something like this happens, whether the person, the victim, quote unquote, was wrong or not. People are frustrated, and those frustrations rise to the surface. And it's just not about the guy getting killed, Michael Brown being killed. It's about everything else that's happened up until this point, obviously. So I think you have to encompass all of everyone's experiences with the police in that area, or the police in general. I was trying to explain to somebody on my Facebook page the other day that I'm a good person. I've never been in trouble. I never started any trouble. You know, I've never had to have any police to intervene in my life in any way, whether I was for me doing something wrong or somebody doing something wrong with me. I just don't conduct my life that way. But there's been times when police have followed me home from work and have stopped and harassed me. I remember the last time I was stopped by a police officer, It was in Atlanta, and he asked if because he said I had my license plate light was out, and I was with somebody I was dating at the time. And then when we get out of the car, and the guy's like, "Are you? Is that your boyfriend? Are you dating?" I'm like, "That's really none of your business." You know, of course I couldn't say that, or I would have got shot. He's like, "Can I check your car? You said my tail light, my license plate light is out. You don't need to check my car for anything. Not that I have nothing to hide. It's just, if this is what you're saying the problem is for you stopping me, okay, give me a citation, a ticket, whatever. Give me the opportunity to fix it and let me go on my way. You seen a white guy and a black guy together driving down the street, you know, and you didn't like it. We was coming from IHOP." And so he's like, "Well, we're going to get the dog out here." I'm like, "Get the dog." So they get the canine dog, and then all these little tricks that they play. He's like, I got a hit on the driver's door." "No, you didn't, because I don't do drugs, you know. And the person I was with, he don't do drugs, you know." So he puts this big ass black Labrador in my car, you know, gets all this hair and shit in my car, and he's like, "Okay, you free to go." I'm like, "I'm just free to go. Y'all didn't find nothing. You doing all this for nothing, for nothing." You know, and then he looked real stupid. But I called and I said, "Do you realize that your officers?" I called the chief. I said, "Do you realize your officers harassed me, and then they even asked me if I was dating somebody, which was totally disrespectful in the car. It didn't have to be dating. I guess I was twirling too much outside the car. I don't know." And so he said, "I apologize," and I did get a letter of apology. I should have took it further, but I'm like, you know, I wasn't living in Indiana. I was in Atlanta. Like, I'm not at home. It's a little bit different. You know, I just let it go. But I'm like, that's what black people have to go up against all the time. And then the white person who was actually, I was having a conversation with this week or last week about it, he just couldn't get past. He's like, "Well, we're all Americans." Yeah, that's true, everything, but you don't have my set of experiences about my life and how I've been treated, you know. And he was like, "Well, y'all just need to pull your pants up and, you know, and don't get mad when something like this bites you in the ass." I'm like, delete. Because if you're calling yourself my friend, you're not really my friend, because you refuse to allow me to have my experiences and allow me to feel a certain way when there's police involved in a situation. No matter what happened, it's not just about the killing. It's about the frustration that got us to that point. And so Kevin Sorbo wanted to weigh in. Kevin Sorbo wanted to weigh in the other day. He said, and so former Hercules star, political conservative, and outspoken Christian Kevin Sorbo unleashed a Facebook rant about the protesters in Ferguson, Missouri, labeling them animals and losers. Sorbo took to Facebook Wednesday, August 20th, to discuss the Ferguson protesters who have been calling for justice since the shooting death of unarmed teenager Michael Brown by the police officer Darren Wilson on August 9th. The actor criticized those who have been gathering in St. Louis suburb for having what he said are ulterior motives. Now, I will agree with that. Everybody's there. Everybody who is there is not there for the right reason. You know, there's opportunists in every group. Don't get that. That's West. That's white or black. There's opportunists in every group. Anyhow, so what he said was, "Ferguson riots have very little to do with the shooting of the young man. It is an excuse to be the losers, these animals." You know, and all of a sudden when black people get mad, they going to take us back to Africa. Like, "Well, umbele, umbele, we fighting tigers and shit." That ain't the case. These are these losers, these animals truly are. "It is a tipping point to frustration built up over years of not trying, but blaming everyone else, the man, for their failures. It's always someone else's fault." And this is one of the kind of consensus from a lot of white males that I've read on Facebook and what I've heard on television. This is the consensus from the white male. Not all y'all. I know the people here in chat room. I hope y'all don't feel the same way. This is what they're saying. We're always willing to blame everybody. I've never blamed anybody for anything. I've never had to use my color to get ahead. I've only needed to say, hey, you did me wrong, and this is the reason you did me wrong, because I've always tried to excel in different aspects of my life. But sometimes there's always somebody going to hold you down. And consequently, the people at my job now, it ain't the man, it's my brothers. You know, so I can see that's a story for a different time. Anyhow, he says, it's always someone else's fault when you give up. Hopefully, this is a reminder to the African Americans. And he says, I always thought we were just Americans. Kevin Sorbo needs to have several seats that their president, the voted in, I don't know what this really says, has only made things worse for them, not better. Woo. Oh, he says, okay, remind you the African Americans that their president they voted in has only made things worse for them, not better. You know what? Now that I think about it, I don't remember seeing any black people on Hercules. Kevin Sorbo needs to really to relax. He did try to backtrack some of his comments. No, you was not the deleted friend, Ken Boggle. But no, he had all that mouth to say, you know, about the Ferguson trial. I mean, seriously, Kevin Sorbo, have we seen you in anything? Andromeda or something? You know, you're trying real hard to get in a superhero movie so you get a paycheck. You know, it's not worked out, boo. But how dare you? You don't know anything about me to make these, or anything about those people to make these kind of grandiose generalizations about how they're losers and they haven't tried and we have somebody to blame. You know, you were lucky, and I didn't realize he was a conservative, but anything that Kevin Sorbo was in going forward, and I actually liked Hercules. I hope he's at a Comic-Con, and I hope his line is empty. I'm going to have a sign. Remember when Kevin Sorbo said that about the black folks? Y'all animals don't give him another dollar. Not another dollar. I just thought that was ridiculous, and for him to even, because sometimes you just need to keep your damn mouth shut about stuff that really doesn't concern you, because I just think that he's going to get some backlash from his comment. He's trying to backtrack it now. He's like, maybe he's like, well, I shouldn't have said that shit. I need a paycheck somewhere. And those Hercules residuals ain't as high as they used to be. I haven't even seen it on, you know, sometimes you'll see it on like Nick at Night or something like that. But you did hear that Xena, she has been added to the cast of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for this season. So that should be fun. All right, so one last break. So when we come back, we'll wrap things up, tell you what we have coming up, and talk to you guys in the chat room a little bit more. My name is David. It is the 555 Late Night Show. We'll be right back. Sitting here, thinking of you, with a candle lit, fantasizing. Tony Braxton with I Heart You. That song just kind of grew on me from the show. If you guys don't watch Braxton Family Values, you should. The first three seasons are on Netflix, and they started the fourth season 2 weeks ago. And, you know, I love my Tamar, but she's doing way too much again this season. She is hashtag team too much, like she likes to say. But a lot of my best lines have come from Tamar Braxton. And I do like some of her music. So check that out. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show on Saturday. And right, Ken Twirl. I would kick and twirl all up in the club with this song. That was for you, Timmy Sims. Because I think you don't like, not that you don't like, I play a lot of R&B on my show. So that was kind of a mix of both. I can't go too far to the left with the club dance stuff. I just can't do it. all that, I can't do all that. I got to have a little bass, you know, so you know I can get my groove on, ATL style, catch it. But welcome back. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me tonight and let me de-stress. It actually has been therapeutic to talk about some things that are kind of been on my mind and kind of lighten the mood with the whole penis size. So if you want to find your man, and penis size is very important to you. Well, I'd wait till they get that Ebola thing together in Africa. But there's plenty of African Americans here in the United States that will satisfy you or can satisfy you or something like that. Anyhow, what we have coming up, beatbox. That wasn't beatboxing. anyhow, what we have coming up Sunday, we'll have our last installment of True Blood review show at 1:30-ish. Tomorrow night, AM. And also I'll talk a little bit more about my loot crate from this month and the Kevin Keller, another Kevin Keller, you know, the gay comic book character from Archie Comics, from creator Dan Parent. He went superhero, so I'll talk about that as well. And I finally did get my hands on two. It was hard to find, very hard to find. It was not in my local comic book stores, and you couldn't get it on eBay for less than $40. So I was lucky that I got it early on. I doubt you can find them anymore, and that was just from 2 weeks ago. So we'll talk about that tomorrow night. And then Tuesday, hopefully, I'll be on with Ken Bogle. Then Wednesday will be a late night show. And then Thursday, hopefully I'm doing a comic book show at 8 o'clock. And then live on Pride 48 at 10 p.m. Central Time. I did this for Jaded Tristan, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I hope you guys are going to have a great remainder to your weekend. I definitely plan on getting a little bit more rest, and hopefully my work drama will not, kind of consume me. And I'm just going to stop talking dick, start beatbox. I'm not gonna let my work drama consume me. And what happens, chant me up or pray me up or whatever you do in your life to send positive vibes. I would appreciate them all. Thank you guys for listening. And we'll be back tomorrow night at 1:30 with the Fanboy Weekly Show. What else? Thank you, Timmy Sims, Ken Bogle, Corey Clark, Grandpa Al, Jaded Tristan, for joining me in the chat room. We'll see you guys next time. Good night.